I want to share a few words from the scripture. Would you pray with me? Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvotav, Vetzivanu La'asot B'Divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. I watched some little children playing together. Some of them weren't so little. They weren't quite teenagers. But they had some younger siblings and neighbors together who were, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. And the older ones were clearly good at the games that they were playing, and the younger ones kept making silly mistakes. Have you ever seen groups of kids playing like that? And what I noticed is, in this particular group, the older kids had a lot of kindness that they were showing the younger ones. And when those younger ones would make silly mistakes, or they just weren't skilled at what they were trying to do, you know what the older ones did? They said, you can have a do-over. You can have another chance. And it made me think about Rosh Hashanah. And how, with our God, we get a lot of do-overs, don't we? You know, to get a do-over, maybe some of you don't even know what a do-over is. I'll explain. It's a second chance. One dictionary puts it this way. It's a chance to redo an action, and it alludes to going back in time. Isn't that nice? Another dictionary put it this way. I like this one. To do something again from the beginning, especially because you did it badly the first time. How many of you can identify with that? How many of you can identify with going to God and saying, I want to do that one over? You know, to grant another person a second chance is a great favor to them, to let them try again and not hold it against them. Not hold their failure, not hold their first efforts, not even hold first impressions. Some of you know what it's like to meet someone and your first impression of them is that you don't like them, that there's something about them. But then down the road you find out that they're quite a likable person and can even be your best friend. To give favor to someone means to not hold those first things against them. In Hebrew, favor is expressed through the word chen. Can you say that? Chen. It's also the word that expresses grace. So in Hebrew, favor and grace are both expressed by one word, chen. And we're told that our God is a God of grace. We are taught, in fact, to bless our children. This was a command that God gave through Moses to Aaron, to put the name of God on the children of Israel by saying a certain blessing, Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ye'er Adonai p'navei lecha v'yuchanecha, Yisa Adonai p'navei lecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord shine the light of His face upon you and be gracious to you. It continues, but I just want to focus on this one word, v'yuchanecha. And may He be gracious to you, or may He favor you. You see, at Rosh Hashanah, we're celebrating the kingship of God. We're celebrating His authority. We are celebrating the fact that He is not only the creator of the universe, and not only the king of the universe, but He is the righteous judge of the universe. But He's a God of favor. He's a God of grace. He's a God of mercy and compassion. The Hebrew puts it this way about God. Chen v'chesed uvarachamim rabim. Grace, mercy, and great compassion. These are three signal qualities of the Lord. But He's also the righteous judge. But we remember something. His intention is not to condemn us. Because in God's court, the guilty can be exonerated if they confess their guilt and make things right with Him. If they put their trust in God and understand something, that their guilt deserves punishment, but that God has provided the penalty, that God, through His Son Yeshua, has actually taken the penalty and the punishment that you and I deserve. And if we can acknowledge that He's paid that price, and if we can sincerely and honestly walk with Him, then the penalty that we do deserve doesn't come on us. He takes it upon Himself. So His goal is not to condemn us. His goal is that we would be rescued from everything that condemns us, delivered from everything that destroys us, redeemed from everything that takes away life, delivered from everything that robs us of real spiritual freedom. Now, there's one thing about God. He knows our human nature. He knows that if we did not have a day of reckoning and stand before Him, we would all continue to go our own way. We would all give in to the worst things about us. But because we know there's a day of reckoning, it inspires us not to be afraid, not to be insecure. It inspires us to judge ourselves. Because there's something fascinating about the courts of God. If you judge yourself, and you're honest about your faults, and you confess those to God, and you accept whatever direction He gives you about making correction, then He grants to us freedom. He cleanses us. He forgives us. But if we don't judge ourselves, then we will be judged. And worst of all is to judge others. But when we admit our faults to God, we need to do something. We not just say, I'm like this. Have you ever met people who say, that's just the way I am? You know, that's not a good excuse. Certainly not with God. It may be the way you are, but it's not the way you have to be. Of course, you can play the victim and say, it was my parents' fault. And that's why I mean. It was my school teacher's fault. And so forth. We can blame everybody, but you know what happens when we blame people? God is like waiting for us to get to the end of our excuses. The Lord prefers that you and I just be honest with Him and open with Him and straight with Him. When we recognize our faults, it helps us to make teshuvah, repentance, to turn away from our sins, to turn away from what Yeshua called a life of sin, and to turn towards God and to a life of blessing and obedience to God. When we admit our faults to God, then we can express our confidence in the sacrifice of Yeshua. There was a time when I felt great condemnation, but it was coming from two places. One, I think, is from the adversary who was accusing. And the other was from me, where I was aware of my guilt and I thought there wasn't anything I could do about it. And you know what? I had to deal with something, and that was the mercy of God, the willingness of God to show compassion to me. And, you know, the enemy was accusing me and saying, you're not righteous. And I stopped defending myself. And I said, you're right. But He's righteous. And he said, you're no good. And I said, you're right. But He's all good. And the more he accused, the more my confidence built in God. And the confidence of His atonement and His sacrifice. You see, when we're honest with God like that and we stop defending ourselves, then we can receive a pardon from Him. But it's on His terms. We have to make things right, receive forgiveness, be cleansed of unrighteousness. And something interesting happens when we experience forgiveness. It increases our capacity to forgive other people. The one who is forgiven much loves much. Tomorrow I want to talk about how your repentance and my repentance brings joy in heaven. Tonight, I just want to remind us of something. And that is, God makes a covenant with us because He favors us. It's not because we deserve it. You might look at the person next to you and be tempted to say, you don't deserve it. But instead say, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve this covenant. I didn't earn it. I don't merit it, but it's been granted to God because of his own favor. And tonight on this era of Rosh Hashanah, we're accepting and we're welcoming God's sovereignty, his kingship. We're not waiting for the world to come in order to know that he has all authority. We know he gives life now. He is the Redeemer. He seeks and saves the lost. He brings back those who wander from him. And this is a time when we are declaring to God, how great and merciful you are to me. I want to encourage you just to let those words turn over in your own heart and in your own mind and with your lips. How great and merciful are you to me, O Lord. You who are perfectly holy, you who are perfectly righteous, show favor to me and compassion to me and mercy to me. And though you are a perfect judge, you rescue me from my sin, from the power of sin and death through Yeshua, your Son. This is a time to be grateful. It's a time to be encouraged. It's not a time to be stuck. It's a fantastic thing that we'll talk about tomorrow. How on one hand we can be completely ashamed, and on the other hand we can be completely secure. And we can turn to God with confidence. You know, at Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, our hearts tell us, come and make things right with God. And it's interesting, even agnostic Jews, even atheist Jews, even Jews who don't come to any other services throughout the year show up for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Some are just saying, I don't want to take a chance. Others are actually inspired for many reasons, because they know something, that it's better to come and confess our sins than to risk remaining guilty before God. Later tonight, towards the end of the service, as we hear the sounds of the shofar again, I want to encourage all of us to just humble ourselves before God, the King, the righteous judge, and our Redeemer. Would you take your Machzor and open to pages 33 and 34? And would you please rise? And I want you to read with me from the bottom of page 34, the Avinu Malkeinu in English first. Our Father, our King, be merciful and answer us. Though we have no worthy deeds, treat us charitably with loving kindness, for you have saved us. Avinu Malkeinu, Chanenu Va'anenu, Ki Ein Banu Ma'asim, Asei Imanu Tzedaka V'chesed, Ki Hoshianu.
Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Chaneinu V'aneinu, Ki Ein Banu
comes will be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. From the book of Revelation, chapter 3. Listen to these words. Zachreinu l'chaim, melech hafet b'chaim, v'chadvenu b'sefer ha'chaim, l'mancha Elohim chaim. Remember us unto life, O King who delights in life, and inscribe us into the book of life for your sake, O God of life.
Zachreinu l'chaim, melech hafetz b'chaim, v'chadvenu b'sefer ha'chaim. L'mancha Elohim, l'mancha Elohim, l'mancha Elohim chaim. Zachreinu l'chaim, melech hafetz b'chaim, v'chadvenu b'sefer ha'chaim. L'mach ha'elohim, l'mach ha'elohim, l'mach ha'elohim ha'chaim. L'mach ha'elohim, l'mach ha'elohim, l'mach ha'elohim ha'chaim.
thank you, Lord, for life, abundant life, eternal life, resurrection life. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'd like to invite the shofar team to come up. But I'm just moved with gratitude for Eric Painter and his leadership over the worship ministry, aren't you? And we've got a whole team of Levites here, if you will, who make everything happen. From those who are running the sound and the recording and the projection ministry in the back, just turn around and wave to them and smile at them so they can see not just the backs of your heads, but your smiling faces. To Fran Stone and the whole team that does coordinating and greeting and organizing things, thank you so much. To Kim Chonghua Jacobs, who is in charge of our hospitality ministry. Let's give a round of applause for all of these. For Amber and Paula Fleming and for the others involved in the dance ministry tonight, for Carol Cregan, for all the rest of you who are dancing, thank you so much. We are grateful to you, for the whole worship team, and for my wife, who's amazing. I couldn't be here without her. For John Slayton, I'm looking at my notes. I know I'm missing some people, but thank you all. Thank you all for what you do. You know, we are a community and a family. We come together. We serve the Lord together. Each one of us does our part, and all together, it truly is amazing. Listen to this prayer, and then we'll hear the sounding of the shofar. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshenu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lishmoa kol shofar. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has set us apart with your commandments and commanded us to hear the sound of the shofar. Ethel?
Tikiah. Teloa. Tikiah. Tikiah. Teloa. Tikiah. Tikiah. Teroa. Tikiah Godola.
Let's give thanks to Rod Lanning, who has led our shofar team for many, many years, for all of the folks who are involved. We have maybe the biggest shofar team of the synagogues in Rochester. Thank you.
What I'd like to do is invite any of you that are, have shofars. At this time, we're going to do our entree and go ahead and do whatever note you want. Let's do it now. Free flow.
Thank you all. Thanks also to Paula Jones, who runs her office, to Libby Sellers, who works together with Paula Fleming, and they manage the finances here. Thanks to Brian Rose, who's in charge of the Shabbat school and children's program, and all the others who are involved in making this a great congregation. Thanks to our elders who are serving and to all who are involved with the small group ministry. It's a great time to be thankful. Thankful to God. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for the way you provide for us. We truly are a blessed congregation. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Word of instruction before we go into the Oneg room. After the Aaronic benediction, we're going to move right in there. And there will be some people hand out copies of the blessings that we're going to say over challah, honey, apples, and parents. So how do you know if you're a parent? You have children with you. Parents, please have your children sit with you this evening to minimize the random spreading of honey. And even though we want you to have a sweet new year, we don't want it to be by honey moving in untoward places. Sandy, would you come join me? Would you gather together, everyone, with your families, with your friends, and join me together for Aaron's blessing. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ye'er Adonai panav eilecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai panav eilecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his shalom in the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Come join us in the Oneg for special holiday challah, apples, and honey.